welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. On this week's show, you'll learn what Clarissa and her friends are doing to live the model life and find out how you can too. What exactly is the model life? It's looking great, feeling better and healthier, and being happier. Let's get started right now. Here's your host, Clarissa Burt.
Hey everybody, welcome to In the Limelight here on Voice America's Influencers Channel. I have a pop-in guest, so we're going to get started right away this morning. And we're not going to do the words of the day and all the fun things I like to start the show with, but we are going to start talking with Anthony on every show from here on out, pretty much at the top of the show, just for a few minutes, because I want everybody out there to know about him and what he's doing with his gorgeous family. Just very quickly, here's a family that arrives from Australia, and they start traveling the United States in a huge bus followed by a truck, if you will, that actually washes dogs. And they go city to city and town to town. They create events. The town comes out, brings their animals down, they wash the animals, and then give the proceeds to rescues all over the United States. I think that is one of the most amazing things happening. Anthony, Amos, good morning to you. BatheToSave.com, everybody. Get online and take a look at what he's doing while we're having a quick chat. Hey, Anthony.
G'day, mate. How are you today?
G'day, mate. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm here in Cleveland. Every time I think of Cleveland, I think of Cleveland Brown off the Family Guy. So I'm actually in Cleveland as we speak.
You're in Cleveland as we speak. You know, David, I was just going to say that we can get that up a little bit. I just was so excited to get you on the show and let everybody know what Bathe to Save is doing. And I know, where are you going after Cleveland?
Well, I've got a young bloke that's part of the group that we're all in together with this T-Rex environment. He's going to come in and help with all of the e-com. So I'm literally dropping the big blue dog off here to get fixed with warranty issues with Ford, driving to Ohio and seeing Jeff 3 hours away, putting all that plan together, coming back to get the big blue dog, and then we head towards the New England area. So all of New England is going to be seeing us in October. We're doing a big 6-state, 7 event, and we're leading up to it and afterwards with a film crew of doing a documentary for the series.
Right, and I know you just got a really huge sponsor jump on board. You want to talk about it?
Oh, yes, my goodness. So we've been working so hard to get a great sponsor like Subaru. Subaru will come on board. Subaru New England are kicking us off, and then we're going to work with Subaru nationally. And it's been hard, Clarissa, because we've wanted to have the right sponsors with us. We've had great sponsors sort of getting them from A to B, but we've had, you know, really big sponsors come out, like liquor sponsors and what have you. But we had it's dogs and kids. So, you know, Subaru have got a friendly environment with their catchphrase, Subaru loves pets. They've got Subaru vehicles for pets. It's a perfect match. So we're over the moon.
That's exciting. And I know you have really, you've got a huge, following with other sponsors. We can't name them all, but, you know, you're doing a great job. You started out with Larry King, who jumped on board with you guys in the beginning and really helped raise awareness for what you're all doing. It's amazing, the story. I know that you've got, I think all in all, you're going to be on the road for about 18 months and then you're going back, but you're going to be back here as well to the States, back and forth, continuing your amazing charity work, and your lovely wife, Rachel, with your 3 beautiful teenage children, just, you know, traveling all over the United States, washing dogs, and one dog at a time. I know when we were in Hannibal a couple of weeks ago, we broke a record up there, and we did something like
that.
I was there, but I think it was 82 dogs or something in an afternoon, and you were able to give a check to somewhere around, I think in the vicinity of $3,000. Back to that rescue. That's amazing.
And $3,000 to a local rescue like that, anybody in the rescue world will tell you,
sure,
that is a massive influx of cash for them to be able to save so many dogs. $1,000 goes a long way to get nearly 3. You know, that was great. And you saw it yourself, Chris. The kids washed every dog, dried every dog, and they related with all the customers, and, you know, they really put in. They know what it's like to give back at a young age, and you know, you can see what sort of fun it is with all of us being there together. So you being there was fantastic, and having all those interviews was great. So we're excited. There's a lot of momentum we've got going on right now.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I can't wait to hear about your exploits next week as well. When you pop in and say hello to us, let us know. Keep us in the loop. Keep us posted. We're happy to get you on the show and let everybody know what you're doing. Ohio, Cincinnati. Is it Cleveland right now? You're in Cleveland right now. On the way to New England. So everybody, keep an eye out. Bubbles is the name of the dog.
Bubbles and the Amos family
are coming to a town near you soon. Everybody, again, bathetosave.com. Anthony, thanks.
Thanks, mate. See you next week.
All right, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody's a mate. Yeah. Doesn't matter who you are, if he knows you, doesn't know you, if he's ever met you before. Hello, mate. It's everybody's a mate. I love
hello,
that.
Mate.
Hello, mate. I try to do it, but I don't know if I can get it quite right, you know. Anyway, so that's the beginning. I love getting his charities, onto the show and giving them a shout out. But we're going to continue with the show now. I have an amazing guest that I met, really per happenstance. I was on Voice America 10 years ago with a show by the name of Clarissa Burt Talks, and I was looking for different people and authors and writers and people to get on the show that were thought leaders and that had really important messages and books and things that they that they were rather proud of, that they wanted to speak of, and I came across John St. Augustine, and so since my brother lives in Chicago and John lives in Chicago, I was going up to visit my brother, and I said, John, why don't we meet in person? It doesn't happen that often when you're on the radio. Usually, a lot of the people that you're speaking to are over the air. So he and I did get together. He says, well, come on into, the studios, which were, which was XM Radio down in downtown Chicago, if I remember correctly. And John will set me straight if it wasn't. And I was there to interview him. And so as I was waiting in the background, just, all excited, because this was big, this is big. This was fun. This was Oprah land, this was big time. And so I went into, I sat there, I think my sister was with me, and I sat there and I just was very quiet. And one of his guests didn't show. John, are you there?
Chris, I am here. I remember it all clearly, but keep going.
Do you remember? Okay, so here's the deal, John. So I was sitting in the background and waiting quietly, and one of the guests didn't show. Now, we have Jean Schottsky is on the line. Everybody knows who Jean Schottsky is. She's very famous, and she's on Today's Show every, a couple times a week. Very famous. And then, if I remember correctly, there was the COO, maybe, of the Chicago Bears. Lovely, beautiful woman. And another woman was supposed to show up and she didn't. I forget exactly what the whole story was. And John turned to me, he says, guess what? I said, what? He goes, I'm putting you on the air. And I just about had a heart attack. And I'm going to tell you why, because everybody was talking about finances and financial and money. Mm-hmm. And this was not my world. I don't know a dang thing about it. So I don't remember what I said. I don't remember. I dare John St. Augustine to even think what I could have said during that show. Because I don't know that I was any help at all, but it was a great help to me to meet you and to be on the show, because it was one of the highlights of my life. And I want to thank you for that. But you are, my friend, called the voice of America, because you're a veteran broadcaster. You are known as one of the most influential voices on radio, which is spectacular. And you are the creator and the host of Power Talk Radio, which is a nationally syndicated radio show, where you also interview people to empower listeners. And you are winning some awards as well for the work that you've done, apart from working with Oprah and Bill Curtis. So I am going to shut up and let you talk, because you're the real radio.
No, you're doing fine.
You're the real radio person here.
No, you're doing fine. I'm very proud of you. Did that 10 years ago, when you came to Chicago, when we were doing the Oprah show and Oprah Radio was, and I was a senior producer of Dr. Oz, and as you mentioned, Gene Chatsky, Bob Green, Waitzman, Nate Berkus, you name it. And those shows were very specific. Obviously, Gene did finance, Mehmet does health, Bob did fitness, Nate just kind of does whatever Nate does. He's like, everybody's guy. And I was really glad to be able to put you into the rotation, because even though you may not thought, you made a contribution, you did. One of the most important things I've learned in radio over the years is that sometimes business is too important to be left up to just business people.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to talk to people that don't have that same viewpoint, because coming from an expert point of view all the time sometimes makes people feel like, you know, they'll never get there. And I recall, because I knew I was going to do your show today, I went back and kind of dug up some old notes and things that I had and tried to find some things that I could bring to the table today.
Right.
And one of the things that I thought was really important is you have real-world experience. Jean's phenomenal. She's the Today Show financial editor, and that's great. She's very down-to-earth. But I remember the conversation to some degree that we had with you about how real-world application is. And that
yes.
sometimes is more value than just what's in a book.
That's exactly right. And you know, the other thing that we started, the other ladies started to talk about was husbands and children. And
yep.
I didn't have a husband or I ever had
yeah.
children either.
I remember
so I really kept asking myself, what was I going to be able to contribute to that show? Because believe me,
yeah.
I do believe that I can contribute something somewhere.
Yeah.
Just wasn't quite. Anyway, I'd love to remember that the moment because it was one of the, you know, it was a big moment for me. I'm not going to, yeah. you know, pretend that it wasn't. It was a big deal to be on that radio show. And and I just felt, I kind of walked away thinking, gosh, what did I really, you know, what was I able to? And thanks for that. So you made me feel much better
yeah.
about that. So, you know, you are still doing the Power Talk show, are you not?
No, I actually stopped doing that a little while ago. That show I started, you know, through this very odd journey that I've been on. I never planned in my entire life to be on radio. It never had any moments for me. It didn't matter. And way, way, way back in 1996, a business deal went south and I ended up living in a small motel in Michigan's Upper Peninsula with my family at the time. Their kids are 12 and 5. And,
right.
oh, I'm sorry, 7 and 5. Oh, they're going to yell at me if they hear this.
Right.
We're 7 and 5 and really had come to the end of my rope in a lot of ways. And I ended up walking from the Upper Peninsula to Chicago and back where I had just moved from. It was a journey that totally shifted my life, who I am, what I'm about, what I'm not about. All these things changed. And I had a thought about doing radio. And at the time, it was the most absurd thing in the world. I had zero training in 1996. And when I finished the walk, it took me 3.5 months, and I had basically peeled back the layers of who I used to be. I wasn't a bad guy. I just wasn't the guy that I was going to be yet.
Right.
In the spring of 97, this thought came back about doing radio. I called 22 radio stations, and they all said, no one will ever listen to you. The 23rd radio station, a woman had read about me in the paper. I got a chance to do a show, an hour a week for 5 weeks. I always say there were 4 people listening, 3 related to me. I paid the 4th one, you know, because
wow.
nobody knew who I was or what I was going to do. And I didn't want to do politics and sports because there's nothing that, you know, as you know, when you
yeah.
go through difficult times, all the stuff we think is most important usually becomes least important.
Right.
And here I
I'm going to stop you right there, John, because we do have
yep.
to go to break already. That's
okay,
how fast that goes. You know how quickly it is.
Everybody,
you are
nice
in the limelight. You are in the limelight here with John St. Augustine on the Voice America's Influencers channel.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
I'm busy and so is my family. Leftover pizza and unhealthy takeout isn't really doing it for us anymore. Just ask my bathroom scale. That all changed when I found Freshly. For less than $10 a meal, Freshly delivers 6 meals a week, always fresh, never frozen, prepared by top chefs and nutritionists using the best, freshest, gluten-free ingredients. The best part is the menu is always new and fresh, just like the food, and it only takes 3 minutes for me to prepare breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and there's no messy cleanup and no dishes. My family loves the choices and the taste, and Freshly delivers to my home and my office, so I eat healthy all day, every day. If you're tired of the same old cardboard delivery and takeout, try out Freshly.com today and save $20 on your first order using coupon code VAH639 at Freshly.com. Your taste buds and your scale will thank you. So save $20 today with coupon code VAH639 at Freshly.com.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, you are back in the limelight. I am with John St. Augustine today. He's a friend of mine, known for a while. Fun story, behind, you know, backstory that we just talked about. John, do you ever get nervous around some of the major players, the major celebrities, the major personalities that you have interviewed, i.e., you know, Oprah, Dr. Oz, President Jimmy Carter, Nelson Mandela. Yeah. The list goes on and on. I know it does. How do you just kind of keep it cool and keep it real and keep it relevant?
I think that's a really good question. Thanks for asking that. I learned a long time ago, I think the first person and maybe the last person that I ever had a little bit of like, wow, if I get a chance to talk with this person, this my career's made, was Wayne Dyer.
Yeah.
And after 5 minutes with Wayne, I'm like, well, okay, that's fine. And ever since then, you know, most of these people I've run into, you know, in different forms before they were on radio with me, and Oprah was one of them. We knew each other already. And so by the time I got to Oprah Radio and helped build that out, I already knew her. Dr. Oz was, you know, we're very similar, not in background, but in makeup and how we approach life. And so the first time I saw Mehmet, we were in a meeting in New York in Gail King's office as they had all the talent assembled for the radio show. And nobody wanted to work with him. They're all scared of him. He's a heart surgeon.
Why?
You know, his personality. And I walked up to him, and I told him this before. I said, did anyone ever tell you that you kind of look like Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek? And, you know, we busted out. That's exactly what happened. We busted out laughing, and we've been friends ever since. So for me, I've had more, I think the people that I've spoken with and to on radio, the ones that have moved me the most are not the most famous. They're the ones that you never really heard of before, the veterans who almost lost their lives, or the firefighters, or like your friend who's going across the country washing dogs. Those people, to me, are almost more important in a way than talking to the celebrities or whoever, even ex-presidents, has always been a thrill for me.
Yeah. And that is a thrill. And what I didn't mention and probably should have, but I only had limited time with Anthony again, as he was a pop in and I just wanted to get a couple of minutes in with him. Well, there are a lot of evacuees now, you know, pet evacuees coming out of Houston, and they're being flown by private jets. And a lot of people are taking their private jets in just to get these animals out of there. And so I'm pretty sure that along the way somewhere, you know, he's going to be winding up washing some of the rescue dogs from Houston as well. So, but yeah, that's pretty who is it that you haven't yet interviewed that you really would like to?
Oh, boy. I would love to sit down with Pope Francis.
Yeah, okay.
I would love to sit with him and pick his brain. He's an interpreter, but at one time we were both bouncers in a bar, and you got to love a guy like that.
No, I was going to say back in the day, I did have two private audiences with Pope John Paul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which was spectacular, because you remember my 30 plus years in Italy sort of afforded me some really cool things like that. And unfortunately, he was at an age where he really, you know, he was there, but just really not able to have much of a chat, you know, couldn't talk much. But yeah, that would be spectacular to get the Pope. Absolutely.
My Italian friends
on Facebook are appreciating that right now.
Oh, well, yeah, and I think he's fascinating, wonderful, right time at the right time, and I just think the world of him. And I have a list actually started, like, if I could have a beer with, and then I fill in the blank of all the people living or dead that I'd still like to have a beer with, and they run from Adele the singer all the way to, the Pope. So it's just a very diverse, and I've learned over the years, talking to thousands of people and with them, that, you know, everybody's story is valid, everybody's story is important. If there's nothing more important, is that it's so, especially these days, to remember that your voice matters. It really does.
And everybody's
you can't
got
fight about anything. You know?
Yeah, everybody's got something. You know, everybody's got a story. So absolutely. I also wanted to thank you. I'm going to show everybody, you sent me a book, Every Moment Matters, Savoring the Stuff of Life. You are a, I'm going to say, voracious writer. You absolutely love to write. I love to get onto Facebook. By the way, everybody, jump on Facebook and go like John St. Augustine, because you're going to love his rant. He is one of the rantiest guys I think I've ever. He's one of the rantiest men, guys. But everything, you know, I really resonate with so much of what he says. I love when he posts the pictures of his dad from way back in the day. And he's done some really amazing things. Like, can I mention, Amanda, do you mind?
Oh, please, I'm thrilled.
Okay. He's done some really amazing things, like giving a kidney to his daughter who was in need. John, I don't know much more about the story than that. You want to tell our listeners what that was?
Yeah. You know, the long and short of it is my daughter was born with a really long disease that I can't pronounce anymore, don't want to, but they said she would grow out of it. That didn't happen. By the time she was five, she had, you know, searing fevers and all kind of problems, and they went in to fix the problem, and then we got a phone call saying that they can fix the problem, but her right kidney is basically gone, toxic, and is killing her. So we have to take her right kidney out, which we didn't know was going to happen. That was when she was five. So they went and took her right kidney out. The doctors came in and pronounced that within a year, she would need a transplant, dialysis, all these horrible things and difficult things. And I started working with her at that very moment at the age of five about the mind-body connection, about faith, about purpose, about, you know, alternative things. And she went from the age of 5 till 13 before she needed a transplant. It didn't take a year. It was 8 years. Wow. And so along with the Western medicine, we use Eastern medicine, Chinese herbalists, and a lot of meditations and things like that. And when she was 13, her little kidney was giving up. And against all odds, really, both my father and grandfather died of polycystic kidney disease. And you don't know if you have it until after you're 35. Well, I was 43 at the time. I didn't have it. That story's in the book. I won't get into it all here. But needless to say, my daughter has two birthdays. She'll be 29 on the 20th of September. But in our book, she'll be 15. She just turned 15 on July 18th, because it was 15 years ago this past July that I was able to give her life twice. And that is a very rare thing. And she's doing fantastic.
That's awesome. I know we spoke about that during break, and I know she's doing really well. And that's such a touching story. When we did meet, you had a book out called Living an Uncommon Life. It was Every Moment Matters. And as I just said, Living a Common Life. And then as I just said, you've got a book out called Every Moment Matters. I know that I'm showing it on Facebook Live again, and I know that we can find this on Amazon, correct?
I would rather you didn't. If you want a book. Nope. I bought the rights. Whatever's there is used. I have about 1,000 new ones in my house, and I'd be happy to sign and send. You can just go to Facebook and tell me you heard me on Clarissa's show and you want to get a book, and you can work it out. So easy way to do it.
Otherwise, can they get it on johnstaugustine.com?
You can send me an email there. We'll work it either way. Sure can.
Wonderful. Okay. So I would like to thank you so much, John.
Welcome.
If there's anything else that you would like to tell everybody that I haven't asked you, I'd be thrilled for you to tell them. But I think that we have done an amazing job here at letting people know what a wonderful man you are, the thought leader that you are. Oh, one more thing. Tell me about your TED Talk. I watched it was amazing. What was that like?
Oh, it was great. You know, to be asked to do a TED Talk is, you know, when you speak as much as I do, as you know, because you travel, TED stuff is just top notch. And so I was in the first iteration of the TED Wave in 2009. I did a TED Talk for NASA. So when you're standing in front of about 2,500 of the smartest humans on the planet, and your job as a radio host, kind of makes you wonder what you're doing. But it was a great time and a great talk. And I'm actually getting ready to do another one in October up in Canada.
Oh, that's really cool. We're in Canada, and when? How can we follow
you? I believe
you?
It's going to be October 19th, and it will be at Chatham Kent, which is right near Ontario, and they'll stream it live and all that stuff. So October 19th, I'll be doing another TED Talk. I'm thrilled to do it, about human math and a very short time on the planet.
Well, that is extraordinary. Well, okay, so I would like to thank you for being on the show. Thanks again for sending that book. That's really amazing. Love what you did for your daughter. I love what you do on your rants. I love following you on Facebook, and I wish everybody else would too. Everybody wants to know more about John St. Augustine. Can go to johnstaugustine.com, but it's ST, isn't it?
Correct.
St. Augustine. Yeah, you don't write out Saint. You do the St.
Nope.
Okie dokie. And so johnstaugustine.com. John, I can't thank you enough for joining in today, and just love to, you know, to circle back around with you every once in a while and just say hey.
Absolutely. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, love. Thanks very much. All right, John. We'll talk soon. Isn't he great, David?
Very cool.
I know. He's wonderful. And it's so amazing to me that he can remember. You know, we did that radio interview in Chicago 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he remembers everything. He remembers better than I do exactly what happened. And I was just so over the moon and shocked and in awe and all of, you know, fabulous things that were happening there. And they threw me on this television show talking about finances and husbands and children. And I just sat there. I don't remember what I said, but it couldn't have been anything of any importance or intelligence. But we do the best that we know how to. You are here in the limelight on Voice America's Influencers Channel. I'm Clarissa Burt, and we're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Would you like to make more money, help more people, and have more fun? Tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show, because you'll discover the money, mindset, and marketing skills that will help you create the abundant lifestyle you desire. As an international keynote speaker, best-selling author, and thought leader, Noah helps business owners increase their income, influence, and impact. So tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show, live every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
It's time to unlock some of the best-kept secrets in health, wealth, and happiness. Are you ready to live your life to the fullest and hear insider tips from today's experts? Then tune in to The Forbes Factor with celebrity TV host and inspirational icon, Forbes Riley. She's a best-selling author and TV fitness expert, and you know her from QVC and HSN. Now she brings her expert advice and guests to the Voice America Influencers Channel. Tune in live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for the Forbes Factor. We guarantee it will be the best hour of your week. Do you believe that being fit is difficult? Do you think it requires turning in your favorite comfort foods for boring chicken and broccoli and spending hours in a gym? It doesn't. Tune into Have It All with Devin Alexander. Devin and her guest experts will show you how you can have it all at any age, from relationships to money to thinking bigger than you've ever imagined. Devin will fast-track your goals to yummy reality. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, we are back. You are in the limelight, yes, with Clarissa Burt, and I've got another extraordinary guest. You know, I only bring you the best. You know, I spend a lot of time getting this show ready, and right after Oprah's XM radio producer, I want to bring on another fabulous lady who is also a speaker, also an author, and also a global thought leader. You know, both John and the next my next guest do a lot of their work on stage, in front of a microphone, in front of an audience, and that's not for everybody. David, you know well that a lot of people don't really like to get up and in front of people and speak, and it's pretty darned important, because communications in your business is a huge piece. It's a huge chunk of your brand and your brand presence. It brings awareness, helps bring awareness to your brand. And I'm going to let Alyssa Rustin, sorry about that, love, tell us a little bit more about what it does mean to bring together all of those components of building a very good, strong, and solid brand. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Clarissa. It's Alyssa,
And
I'm
that's
sorry,
okay,
love.
Even my own mom doesn't get it right. So don't,
Alyssa,
don't
okay.
even feel bad.
I did say Alicia, and I'm sorry, but you know why? Because it was written wrong on the feed. It's okay on the feed coming in from Voice America, but that's okay because I read the wrong thing. I should have been reading my paper. And it is Alyssa, love, and I'm sorry. But
okay.
Yeah, everybody can go to Alyssa. Is it AlyssaRushton.com?
Alyssa, so it's A-L-Y-S-A Rushton, R-U-S-H-T-O-N.
AlyssaRushton.com. Oh, my Lord, we should start all over again. Go ahead, sweet. So what are the important things? So I know that you have, guided thousands of people on stage and through webinars and through individual programs. You've become particularly strong expert in online training. I understand that it's one of the most largest components of your business. Is that right?
It is true. Online training is a huge component. And thankfully, because I live in Hawaii, and as you can imagine, it's a long plane flight.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's I know it's 6 hours from Phoenix. So and I wouldn't mind living there in Hawaii and doing everything online. That sounds like a plan to me.
Yes, it's a great way to be online training. And yeah.
Right. So why do you think that online learning is such a burgeoning area?
Well, my background is in corporate training. And
right.
We started in corporate world using online training really early on back in 1999 at the corporation I was in. It's a Fortune 100 company. I won't call them out right here, but we started back then. And one of the reasons why I think online training today is so necessary is because now more than ever, we're busier than ever. And for any entrepreneur these days and most corporations, having an online training component as an offering that you offer as a service to your customers is huge because information is actually the new currency. It's not fully yet, but people want information now more than ever. And when you have this beautiful offering that's some sort of online training for people, it really boosts the value that is seen through your business. And what's beautiful about it is not only for you, you have this amazing revenue stream that you don't really have to be in person for anymore. Mm-hmm. But for your audience, what's beautiful for your audience is, as you know, many people who are listening to this radio show right now are on their iPhones. They're out for their afternoon walk, or if they
right.
live in Hawaii, their morning walk. So
right.
when you can offer that online program to people, it just really opens up an expansive way for them to learn and do it not in the confines of a classroom like we have done it for thousands of years.
Right. So in doing a little bit of research on you and looking at your website, I read a little bit about your background, and there was as you were going through the corporate world and working in corporate, you apparently started to get sick, and you got very sick, and that is you called that your wake up call. After which you decided it was time to really start taking care of you and your body. Can you walk us through that a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. Back in 2002, I started to get sick in corporate. And at the time, I was a corporate sales trainer. I was the highest level that you could get in the corporation in that realm. And my body started to break down. And then afterwards, I was promoted into a higher spot, more responsibility in putting together these big corporate events. And man, oh man, the stress got to me and my body just started to break down. And within 2 years, I was filing for Social Security. I was in
How old
a
were you then?
Walker.
How old were you?
I was 27.
A walker. Wow. That's really not good. Wow.
No,
okay.
And I probably needed a wheelchair, except I really resisted the temptation. And I knew that if I got into that wheelchair, I knew that I would not ever get out.
Right.
And in fact,
so what did you do then? You started, did you go to some doctors? Did you sort of figure it out yourself?
I was.
Yeah.
I was in the doctor's sphere, and what happened to me was I got caught up in something that I think is very common today, and I got caught up on the medication train, and I got caught up in diagnosing the diseases, and pretty soon if any of your listeners have ever listened to Mark Hyman, they know about the whole list of diseases. And right. I did. I had a whole list of diseases, a whole list of autoimmune diseases, and a whole list of other host of symptoms. And I ended up on 28 different medications, including end-of-life pain management that they only give to people who are going to die, because you will never, ever get off this pain management medication. It's so addictive.
Right. And what do you really think was at the root of all of that?
Well, since you asked me, what I believe in the core of my heart is at the root of all of that is really a couple things. One, it's pain, internal emotional pain that was never fully processed and dealt with. I had a couple early on traumas in my life, a kidnapping, and that was really traumatic, and it happened actually at work. And it's one of those things that I was in my early 20s, and it happened, and it was so traumatic, and I just buried it. I buried it so deep, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of people can, you know, and I at least can attest to the fact that sooner or later, you know, you're going to pay the piper. You can only run as fast as you can, as far as you can, until it sort of stops you and bites you in the butt. And because I've had it happen to me, and I know many other people that it's happened to. So you had your coming to Jesus, your what you call your wake-up call, and from there on out, you started, as I understand, to take really, really good care of yourself, be very, very mindful of what you were eating, and started to work out, and you know, become sort of a very health conscious.
It's true. Yes. I did start to become health conscious. Yes, absolutely. But more so, I started to become mind conscious. Because one of the things I really quickly realized, and by the way, that whether I'm teaching someone how to speak on stage in front of thousands of people, or whether I'm teaching someone how to create the life of their dreams, what I believe to be true at the bottom of it all is our mindset and our vibration or our frequency truly does create our reality. And so I literally had to go in, and imagine it. Let me just paint you a picture. I was 220-plus pounds.
Yeah, I read that,
I was not getting out of bed. I was on IV drip medications, an IV PICC line going into my heart, delivering medications to keep me alive for 3 years. And I went from that state, barely alive, barely able to hold a conversation. I couldn't even read. By the time I was done, my brain was so messed up. So I literally had to reprogram my entire body, and I had to do that from the inside out.
From the inside out.
For me, it was nutrition, yes, but it was more my mindset. It was more reprogramming how I thought, how I believed, what I thought about the world, what I thought about myself in the world.
And how did you do that? I mean, was it all you? Was it books, tapes? Was it courses, classes? Were there a guru? I mean, how did you get through that part? Because that's the crucial part, and probably the most difficult part of all.
Indeed. Well, John was talking about, John St. Augustine, your last guest, was talking about Wayne Dyer, and it's a funny story. I never met Wayne, but what I feel like I walked with him every day, because one day, when I was in a place of, I knew I needed to teach myself how to read again, but I couldn't read. I would pick up a book and the words would swim on the page. And I couldn't make any sense of them. So one day I had my husband at the time drive me to the used bookstore, and I walked up in front of a wall full of audio tapes.
Self-help?
Or CDs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And Wayne Dyer's inspiration flew off the shelf and landed in my hands.
Almost
as if somebody behind there had pushed it. And I started listening to Wayne, and just listening to the vibration of his voice and listening to his messages of being grateful for everything and saying thank you for everything and taking responsibility for everything in your life, that really helped me start to shift. And then to your point, I'm one of those classic overachievers, so I did it all. I did I read all the books. I cannot even tell you how many books I read.
We should compare libraries.
I did all the meditations. Yes, I did all the meditations. I meditated every day. I grounded myself in the grass all the time. I drank the green juice. I did everything because what I know to be true is no one thing does it.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because, people always say to me, so what do you do for fun? And I always say, I read one of my self-help books, because it's what I've always done. You know, people will go to a library, to Barnes & Noble, the bookstores, when we used to have bookstores or whatever, and I used to always stop. That was the section I would live in. I would just stop there and, take a handful of books home and read them. And it was really what kept me sane, I have to say. And it did change the trajectory, I believe, of my life. And it's really very helpful. I think when you have that kind of the wherewithal to be able to help yourself that way, it's a great thing. It's a great thing to do. Our mental health is so infrequently spoken about, and how it comes with so many so many different cliches. Behind it when people, I'm babbling and I know I am, but I know what I want to say. And that is that a lot of people, deal with depression and they're ashamed to come out and say it. I think that's really where I was going with that. So, and I wanted
Absolutely.
To get in quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, do you mind if I say something really quick about that?
Please.
Well, I for me, I know that was absolutely true. I was depressed as all get out. Depression ran in my family. Nobody was talking about it.
Right.
And I was on 5 different antidepressants, and I was still depressed.
Right.
And for me, I realized that my depression was a result of undealt with feelings and just not actually addressing things in my life that needed to be addressed. So those self-help books,
exactly,
to your point.
Thanks, Alyssa, for wanting to talk about that as well. It's difficult to talk about because I know a lot of people don't really want to go there, but we really do need to be going there a little bit more because there are so many people that are depressed. The numbers are staggering, and the amount of people that are on antidepressants is staggering. And, I'm lucky enough to be collaborating with TrustCircle.co. I'm one of their spokespersons, and so he's been on the they've been on the radio show, and they're doing great work all around the world, bringing mental health to the forefront because we're not really speaking about it enough. We've got to go to break. That's how fast that does happen, David. You know how that goes, right? So everybody, stay right there. Don't go away. You are in the limelight with Alyssa Rushton, and we will be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Life is complicated, and sometimes we all need a little help, but don't have the time for a full hour-long session or don't know who to turn to. That's where BetterHelp comes into play. With BetterHelp, I can get matched with one of over 2,500 licensed and approved counselors and therapists and get help anytime, anywhere, totally private. For a flat weekly fee starting at $35, I can connect with my counselor via text, chat, video conference, or phone, which is great for me because I'm always on the go. And I can go back to previous sessions whenever I want through my secure account from anywhere in the world. It's a great feeling to know that help is there, affordable, private, and convenient to my schedule. We all can use a little help. Visit betterhelp.com/VA health and register for free. You can try it for 7 days without being charged on your credit card and get matched with a licensed counselor usually within 24 hours. Get BetterHelp today at betterhelp.com/VA health.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, we are back with Alyssa Rushton. Yay, I got it right. And we're having a phenomenal talk. Oh, she's so great. I love talking to real people because they just go with the flow. You know, it's great. I love that. And Alyssa, we were talking about a little bit of your past and how you got to where you are today and, you know, very successful in corporate America, you know, had a little bit of a shutdown with body and mind. And now you are just soaring with success. And I want to talk about that. But before we do that, I want to get to the piece where you talk about self-sabotage and how it shows up with everybody and why it shows up and what we can do about it.
Great question. I love this. So the first thing to know about self-sabotage is that it does show up with everybody. You are not alone. This is just a piece that we as human beings run into. And so the first thing to know about self-sabotage is that we all have it. And for me personally, and when I see this happen with clients and students, it typically happens when they are misaligned with their mission. So I'm going to give you an example of this. Let's say, and in fact, I'll tell a client story here. So I had a client who came to me, and she was a relationship coach, allegedly. And what she really was is an energy worker. She was an energy healer and energy worker. And one of the things I do is I help people use their voice to shine their light and make big impacts on the world. So one of the things I said to her was, you know, hey, what's going on in your coaching business? And she said, well, everything I'm doing is just not working. And I'm trying all this stuff. And I, for whatever reason, I can't seem to get off the couch, even though I know I should. And I'm eating chocolate chip cookie dough, binge eating it, and I'm drinking Diet Cokes, and I'm not taking action, and the action I'm taking, nothing's working, and so I'm in this spin cycle. And so for her, I said, well, is this truly what you want to do? Are you truly in alignment with what your heart desires?
Right.
And she could not answer that question yes. Now, here's the interesting thing about her, this client story, is that once she let go of the fact that this was not in alignment with her, then all of the sudden, everything broke loose, her business transformed, she had, you know, she was having $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 months, it was incredible. So the first piece to look at is, are you really in alignment with where you want to go? The second piece, if I may, is, what happens for most people, and let me use myself an example here. Recently divorced, and I have a pretty great body. I'm thin. I mean, I lost my 100 pounds. I look good. But let's be honest, I could be a little tighter by working out. And I've been wanting to work out. Lord knows, I've got all the workout tapes. I got the Jillian Michael. I got the Beachbody. I've got it all.
But yet, don't we all?
I do. I've got the weights. I mean, heck, I've even got an ocean I can swim in here in Hawaii.
Right.
But I wasn't getting out and doing it. Everything was taking precedence. When that is happening to you, what is actually happening in your mind, and here's a super cool mind hack, by the way. What's happening in your mind is you're actually putting more pain, you're associating more pain to having what you want than having what you don't want.
Now, and that's associated with some guilt as well,
right? It certainly can. It can be, or it's just pain in general. So for me, I was thinking back in my olden life how exhausting workouts were and how I would be in so much pain afterwards and how I wouldn't have very much energy. So therefore, I'm thinking about this workout and associating so much pain with it that literally I won't be able to go and do that task because my mind's linked up too much pain with it. Now, once I don't go do that, then it creates a guilt and shame cycle that we certainly can get into if that's what you're referring to.
Right. Right. I want to make sure that we talk about what you're doing now. Yeah. We have a few minutes left in the show, and I just really want everybody to be able to, A, know where to find you, how to find you, and the work that you're doing, because I know it's really helping people with their brand and feeling, because, you know, I think so many people, solopreneurs and entrepreneurs are really sure that they are spot on. And as you just mentioned, and with your case study, a lot of people really are not. So tell us how it is that you are coaching people and helping people through this process.
Great question. One of the things that I do is I help people get clients with speaking. And whether that's you're a coach or an entrepreneur or an author, it doesn't matter. You can use your voice to get clients through speaking. And so how to connect with me, one, you can go to the website, getclientswithspeaking.com. And there's a 7-step signature talk formula that you can use. And what I love about this formula is you can break out the parts. One of the most important ways that you can connect with your audience is by sharing your story. So if you do nothing else, go to getclientswithspeaking.com, download the formula, and then just take a look at the story part and start to be sharing your story. One of the things that is the most important things to do, and I tell clients this all the time, is to consistently be in your message. And what that means is to just be talking about it. Your last guy, Noah St. John, you talked about how you just loved his rants on Facebook. Well, he's in his message consistently. You're on Facebook Live right now. You're consistently in your message. And that's something that when you are consistently in your message, whether it's on video or through Facebook Live or through Snapchat or whatever formula you do, then your ideal clients will see you. Message starts to spread and get bigger, and you are being of service to your audience. And at the end of the day, that is what it's all about. It's not about you. Right. It's about your audience and being of true service to them.
Exactly. And one of the other pieces, and we had talked about this at the top of of the interview, was you are moving people toward webinars as well, and apart from the speaking, but, you know, really getting more of their brand awareness out through webinars, right?
Well, webinars is a great way to sell and contact your audience through almost anything. So whether you're selling online training, whether you're selling a book, whether you're selling, it doesn't really matter what you're selling, a widget, webinars are an amazing way to connect with your audience, and you're speaking about a topic. You're going to probably solve a top-level problem for your audience and then invite them to take the next step with you, whether it's buy your book or go to your website or have a coaching session or buy a package. Doesn't really matter what your next step is, but you use the webinar as a really great way to get to know you and to feel your energy. And hopefully, if you do a great job with your webinar, you solve a problem for that client and you help them solve an issue. That's really what we want to do with a webinar, solve one little piece for them. And then obviously, you can't teach them everything there is to know about your topic in one little hour. So they'll need to do some more work for you. From you if they really want that result.
And are you working with your clients mostly over online or through Skype or in person even? How does that work?
Yeah, so I work a variety of ways. So we might do, in fact, I just had a client out here in Maui and we did some work in the islands. I do private retreats for clients, but mostly my day in, day out is online through Zoom or GoToMeeting is how I engage with clients.
Beautiful
and
thing.
It's a beautiful thing. And then for my courses, they're all video hosted and I really don't do much work there except for a group coaching call occasionally. So it's pretty hands off.
Well, that's our interview. That's how I say, I can't believe that the hour that how it flies by here on the radio show in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We've been listening to Alyssa Rushton. Thanks so much for being on, and go out and catch a couple of rays for me, will you? Because I'm going to be in the car now on the way to Las Vegas, so I won't be seeing too much sun, but I know that you're living in that gorgeous Hawaii and I'd love to meet you one day. So if you are ever stateside, let us know and catch up with you somewhere.
Yeah, open invitation. Come on out. We'll play it up at the volcano and swim it up at the beach.
That sounds like a blast. Everybody, Alyssa Rushton, AlysaRushton.com. Check her out. And again, Alyssa, thanks for being with us. We'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.